I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Don't you always want to hear it right from the horse's mouth? I certainly do. I want the best and the brightest minds in the industry to tell me about it. Yeah, Tell Me About It is my latest podcast. Since I come across so many interesting people in the industry, some of my favorite students, they ask me if I can speak to some really intelligent and well-known people on hot and trending topics, you know, like content, influencers, health, branding, entrepreneurship, and more. Who am I to quiz the best and brightest, you ask? Well, I am Siddharth Deshmukh, also known as the Traveling Professor. Maybe you've heard me before somewhere. Yeah, I teach across various institutes. Join me and new experts every week over two parts where we dissect these topics and try to make sense of them. Hopefully, learn something about it when they tell me about it. This podcast is an HT Smartcast original and is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
So Karthik is an amazing guy. He holds a really big position as a chief content officer and I don't know, business head and so many things, man, on your LinkedIn profile at Wavemaker. It's like boggles the mind that you also do a podcast, also teach at Mica, and you're a bit of an artist too, which not too many people actually are aware of. So man of many talents. I actually think of you as a Renaissance man, to be honest. You know, new Renaissance.
I think you raised the bar of lying to a point where I can't catch up anymore.
But, well, there you go. So, but I genuinely, so when I met you for the first time, I'd met you as associate dean and you would come to teach, I think. And then I thought that, hey, this guy is really interesting because he's done so many different things. So I wanted to invite you again. And then I invited you to judge the DCM project, which was people actually putting their ideas into ventures and stuff like that. So that was a very interesting sort of experience with you. Then you've been teaching at Mica as well for some time.
Yes, teaching at Mica, and that entire journey, Sid, you know, without any doubt, has been thanks to you. You know, every conversation we've had about it, I've been able to shape something that I delivered. In fact, after you were a guest on my podcast, and we spoke about teaching a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the year I taught after that, I used a lot of those techniques that you know. So whenever I go in front of a classroom, I am asking myself, like, what would Sid do in this?
Oh, world? Jesus, stop it.
No, true story. But that session you very boringly described, which you put together in everything, was actually a brilliant, one of the most exciting days I've had the last 2 years. It's you're being very modest about it, but you actually managed to create a shark tank in Ahmedabad within the Mica campus.
It was the document tank.
People with great ideas, extraordinary minds coming, and I had the privilege of being along with you and a few others on the panel.
It was fun, man. I think it was great. Also it's the panel, right? It's the panel. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It was a brilliant panel. I think we gelled in a very different
Absolutely. Way. Absolutely. For those people who have no idea what we're talking about, Mica does a six-month thing from idea through to prototype and business model and is finally judged by a bunch of people coming in from industry and who are also kind of angel investors or, you know, people who have been entrepreneurs. And this is the panel that Karthik is talking about. We are all part of a panel. We judge people. We give them feedback on their pitches and stuff like that. But coming back to Karthik, I mean, Karthik, I call you a Renaissance man, and that's for no slight purpose. I mean, you have done your podcast so well. So let me give you the experience that I had when I was sitting on the other side, right, of this podcast. I suddenly realized, damn, this guy's got a good voice. Yeah. you know, and it was like lulling me and putting me to a sort of a self-hypnosis sort of thing. I'm like, damn, this guy's good. And when I was speaking, I was kind of admiring your skills as a podcast host. You've done about 60 odd of them, right? No? Or maybe 70?
70 this Monday.
Shit, man. That is awesome. Well done, you. And you've met up with so many different industry people. Yeah. And you kind of... It works well with you, right? Because you meet a lot of people in the industry and you're kind of calling them for the podcast. You must have learned a lot, no, Karthik?
Oh, from extraordinary.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the genesis of this is when I realized that I'm in a very privileged, lucky position. Mm. Also because of what GroupM is and all of that, right? Which is why I'm able to meet such extraordinary minds, including yourself. You know, all the 71 episodes that we've done so far, each of them has been someone I've been very, very lucky to meet. Right? And in fact, the idea of having a show actually started with that, saying, you know, since I have access to such extraordinary minds, I should somewhere, you know, put it, preserve it and curate it into content that people can listen to for many years to come. So that was the genesis of it. And
awesome, because that kind of brings me to the topic that I wanted to actually specifically discuss with you. So I wanted to talk about, you know, you've been fairly, you know, you're at an important position in industry and you are somebody who's doing his own podcast. So you're a stranger to content development and you teach, right? So this trifecta of being an industry person, of being a teacher, and of being, you know, somebody who's a content producer, it must have created a lot of differences for you. And I wanted to touch base with you and figure out, you know, how do we kind of build learning together going forward? Because this is the kind of reset button, right? COVID is the reset button. And it's something which is changing, shaking up a lot of things, including education. And I just wanted to explore that with you based on your experiences as a visiting faculty, how you see things going ahead and stuff like that. So that was one. But before that, I did hear that, unfortunately, you were struck by the COVID virus and then you've gotten out of it. So I wanted to first probably ask you, given the theme of this topic, what did you learn out of that, man?
I think this entire lockdown, you know, had taught us, I think, what is important to you, really. And it gives you that filter. I think when I, you know, spent about 25 odd days sitting inside a room because I tested positive, and it took me that long to sort of come out of it. I think that just reinforced that sense of priority in your mind. I think that was certainly one. And the other thing I would say is, see, because it's such an emotionally draining experience, right? Like, you know, it's me and my wife and my 3-year-old daughter. And the fact that you're not able to, you know, sort of physically interact with them, go near them, etc. That and the fear that you generally have, right, once you test it positive. All of this sort of gets you into a very unstable emotional path, right, which is very easy to sort of spiral unless you have like a very rigorous schedule. Right? So in those 25 days, I probably did more than I did in the 3-4 months before that, you know, because I was putting myself through a punishing schedule. I didn't necessarily take time off work. There was about a 4-5 day period where I couldn't do anything. Because I think COVID also drains you out of energy.
I'm sure,
So besides that, you know, I was reading almost 10 to 12 books parallelly. I was thankfully I quarantined myself in the room where we also have our bookshelf. So I think that was a masterstroke, as we call it. Because, you know, it was also because the only it's the bedroom where we had a bigger window. So that and you know, work and I thought about it and then decided against, you know, stopping recording of the podcast. So I kind of went through that. And I entered the room, so I was practicing almost every day. So that really helped, you know. So that's a schedule I actually unfortunately, I'm not able to keep up now that I'm actually out of the room. Right?
Okay.
I haven't played the violin in 10 days. Right?
Oh, okay. So, do you have it now?
Yeah, this is a different room, but you know, now I'm going back to my older ways of. So that intensity of what you're going through physically also puts your mind at probably at a different place, I think.
Okay, so now just taking, you say that mindset becomes really important, and I just wanted to probably explore that a little, because what I've noticed, right, as a teacher who's been an adjunct first, visiting first, then adjunct, then associate dean, and then, you know, heading an area, and then going back to adjunct, and maybe teaching, traveling professor, etc., I've seen the damn thing in various ways, right? And one of the things that I've understood is that unless and until you are able to actually connect to somebody who wants to learn, okay, it just doesn't work. I'm wondering how it works for somebody like you coming and teaching people. You know, you're like this fly-by-night operator who can come and teach and get out like the assassin. Do you kind of experience this too? What are some of the things that you've noticed?
So it actually is, those 4 or 5 days that I spend in the campus. I think it's, I've over the period of the last 6 years come to treasure them as probably the most important period of the year for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I wasn't joking when I was saying, you know, the kind of interactions you and I have had and the kind of learnings I've had from you have made me sort of look at it in a very, very different lens. And I'm a better teacher, I guess, because of you. So what has happened is actually I realized in the first year, I actually thought this is a place for me to share my learnings.
Hmm.
I thought I'm giving something back to the society. Very clearly, I think 4 or 5 hours in the classroom, I realized that is not this. This is a different thing. And, you could meet 10,000 of the biggest and the most senior clients in the world. But you're never really as naked in front of an audience as you are in a classroom, right? Intellectually speaking.
Yeah.
Everything is being questioned. And everything is being questioned from a very raw place, right?
Yeah.
So you need to be an absolute master of what you're you're conveying of your subject. If you believe in having any, if you want to make a dent in the learning itself. So then I realized very quickly that it's not me sharing. These are actually the 4 or 5 days where I'm going to learn than I ever did. Right?
That is awesome.
So the way I prepared for it sort of changed, and the way I was delivering it also changed and all of that. And somewhere I feel the three things, you know, that I've been doing the most in the last year and a half, which is the podcast, what I do at work, and the teaching, they all sort of feed into one another.
Correct. That's right. I just wanted to ask you, now that you mentioned these three, do you really think that education is a kind of content? I know it's heretical to say this. Most educators will try to slap me around. But I wanted to ask you, because you teach, okay, but you're essentially somebody who's in charge of content, your own content, and also content for a lot of other people. So what do you think?
I think absolutely. And I don't know if you remember, in one of the earlier conversations, you had mentioned to me that it's teaching is like a performance art. Mm-hmm. Until you mentioned it, I never thought of it that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that is something that that then I'm looking at in a different lens from then on. Right? And I feel education is, I agree with what you said in terms of it being content. I think different people prepare for it differently. I work a lot on the story of what I'm trying to say, not so much about the slide, I want them to remember moments and remember anecdotes and the stories behind what I'm saying, because the rest is details, right? Once you remember these, then you will sort of learn the details fairly quickly. So So I begin to sort of think of it like that.
So let me push you a little on this. Like, the funny thing is that, you know, from a student perspective, right? Students get a lot of teachers who are teaching theoretical constructs, concepts and frameworks, which are good, but they're dry. Okay. And then you industry wallahs come in and you, you know, kind of razzle dazzle the audience and go off. And kind of in a student's mind, you know, it is always a question of, okay, man, this guy is doing it. He's in the industry and he's teaching me so much of practical gyan. That's the typical stuff that they say. Now, what's your take on it? Because you've gone through it and you've also tried to create some kind of curriculum for your own class, right? So you've kind of figured out. What do you think of how do theories and frameworks fit in as compared to practicalities and anecdotes and stories? So I just
I'm just gonna hold off on that answer and actually ask you something. I've not had the vantage point through this, but you know, when you observe, Sid, of all the people who come and teach across different institutions that you are a part of, what is the difference that you see between an academic coming and talking about a subject and someone from the industry coming in?
Wow, that was a good one, right? More of where that came from soon. Want to reach out to me? I'm Siddharth Deshmukh and I'm the traveling professor on Instagram. You'll find the funny side of me there. And on LinkedIn, I'm a little bit more serious, but I'm still the traveling professor. To give us feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, the usual suspects. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. And join me in the journey. Onward ho!
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.